Thank you. Yes, pretty vacant from the Sex Pistols from Nevermind the Bollocks. And prior to that, Who Are You from The Who? The extended mix. We don't play edited versions of The Who songs here. Small Faces, Ichiku Park, and Sex Pistols' Body started off that set. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. So what's going on here tonight is we're having a show inspired by the Hulu series Pistols. And so what I did is I literally Shazammed songs while they were being played on the show. Many of them I knew, of course, already, but some of them I didn't. And so I collected them on my phone, and I'm just playing them, not off my phone, of course, because that would be illegal, but I'm playing them from my vast collection of musical songs. So Pretty Vacant was the third song. So, of course, Johnny Rotten wanted the song named, or wanted it spelled V-A-C-U-N-T, which, of course, didn't really fly with the label, not even with Malcolm McLaren. And I think EMI was the label. No, I think they had already dropped them, actually, by then. In the show, they went through two labels before landing with Warner's. There was a reference also to A&M. So each time there was this barrage of negative publicity, a label would drop them, first EMI, then A&M. And then Warner Brothers, we assume, hung on to them for in perpetuity, as it were. So that's what's going on there. Why don't we move on? Let's go up next here with Kiki D and the Kiki D Band. So this is like something that I know. I'm playing the 2008 remix. This is a song that was played while the band was they were walking around London getting the band together, and. Actually, I wanted to say something about Who Are You real quick. You know, it's funny, that song is, you know, I played it so much when I was younger, and it's been years since I've heard it. But now that you hear something after not having heard it for several years, it sounds completely different, or you notice different things. And for that song, it seems very 1978 for me. It seems almost like there's some disco influences there with, like, the hand claps and the piano parts. And it seems, like, disco-y even. And even that, like, breakdown with, like, the soft synthesizer, it was... I mean, it's like disco merged with like some arena rock song, and I just thought that was an interesting insight. I'm in charge of sharing. Here's Kiki D with I've Got the Music in Me, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Cool down. minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every man I see. Wouldn't you like to have fun, fun, fun? How's about a few laughs, laughs? I could show you a good time. Let me show you a good time. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every man I see. Hey, big spender. Hey, big spender. Hey, big spender. Spend a little time with me.
All right, Miss Shirley Bassey with Big Spender. 1,000 points of light. You've got to introduce her like that. It has to be Miss Shirley Bassey. And prior to that, we had the Sex Pistols with EMI, one of the all-time great takedowns of a record label I've ever heard. And I believe one of the first to ever do so. I can't think of, like, I think Neil Young didn't do it until later, and it was way before Prince wrote the word slave on his cheeks, and before Tom Petty wrote Last DJ and all that other stuff. One of the first, and it was certainly one of the best. T-Rex, Bang a Gong, Get It On. Kiki D and the Kiki D Band, that's such a fun song. I've got the music in me. I feel like that should be like at a camp recital. It's just, you know, all 300 children just jumping on stage and singing from the audience. That's just a good feel-good song. There you go. Who knew a good feel-good song we played on a show devoted to the Sex Pistols bio show called Pistols on Hulu. Just watched it last week, and it was a lot of fun, so I'm having a show devoted to it here tonight, and it's almost 9:30, so we're almost done. Hard to believe. So if you're just tuning in, you missed a hell of a show, and but you still got a half hour left, so we're going to make it count for you. All right, up next, this is a track from Sly and the Family Stone, Dance to the Music, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford.
Yeah! Tell me what to
could change me in any way. You don't own me. Don't tie me down, 'cause I'd never stay.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's No Feelings from the Sex Pistols. Prior to that, Leslie Gore with You Don't Own Me, and it was Desmond Dekker with Shantytown prior to that, and then we had Sex Pistols with God Save the Queen, and the set actually started with Sly and the Family Stone's Dance to the Music, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. This is continuing on with the show devoted to the show Pistols, which is a six-episode series streaming on Hulu right now. And I just finished watching it, and well worth the time. If you have 6 hours to spare, spread it out. Don't do it all in one sitting. I'm not really into the binging, if you ask me. Anyway, so getting back to the music. So God Save the Queen. So Malcolm McLaren, the manager and sort of like impresario of the group. Now, he put on a show. So there was a kind of like a spectacle, like a PR spectacle, where he had the band on a barge in the Thames, and he had them playing God Save the Queen. It was kind of like a huge party going on. And they had the barge going by Parliament, as, and they were playing the song very loudly. There was a lot going on in the scene. Just prior to this, they had finally kicked Nancy Spungen out of the country, the rest of the Sex Pistols. They didn't really like her. They didn't care for her. They thought she was like a Yoko Ono or something. So they tried to convince her to leave. Of course, she and Sid were so, you know, high on drugs the whole time that they kind of like were able to convince her to do it. And sort of pit her on the plane without her really knowing, but she didn't actually get on the plane. She stayed in the airport and then came back and found out the band was on this barge and called out to Sid Vicious from the bank. So it was kind of a funny exchange. And so, you know, because they were all upset that she didn't actually get on the plane and now they had to deal with her some more. Anyway, so that was fun. And then, of course, Desmond Dekker. So, you know, Raga Reggae was a huge influence on the punk. They're an even bigger influence on the Clash. And so, you know, that was still the same, or that was still important for the formation of the Sex Pistols and their sound. So we got that in there as well, and that's why that is happening. So anyway, that's good stuff, all good stuff happening here. And up next, track from Blondie, Ex-Offender, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
I saw you standing on the corner. You look so big and fine. I really wanted to go out with you. So when you smiled, I laid my heart on the line.
story said. Then the loud sound it seemed to fade came back like a slow voice on a wave of faith. That were no DJ, that was hazy cosmic time.
There's a star man waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a
All right, David Bowie, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And I know we already heard from Bowie, and we usually don't play the same artist more than once, unless it's a featured artist like the Sex Pistols are tonight. But Starman has a song, played an important role in the show Pistols, which I just watched last week. And, you know, that's a major bonding moment for Chrissie Hynde and Steve Jones. They had, like, some argument over who was a better musician, and they were sort of at the point where they were kind of going back and forth as to whether or not they would actually be together. I think at the point they were singing the song together, she was dating, Chrissie Hynde was dating Nick Kent, who was a journalist. I think he was a freelancer. He wrote for NME or something. And so that was kind of a cute moment where they were singing it together and arguing over the lyrics and everything. Prior to that, it was Submission from the Pistols, Nevermind the Bollocks, Buzzcocks, Ever Fallen in Love. And it was Blondie's Ex-Offender starting things off. We're almost done here, hard to believe. And so we're going to play this track here from The Pretenders, speaking of Chrissie Hynde, Brass in Pocket, and then I'll wrap up with one final song, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Got brass in pocket. Got battle. I'm going to use it. Intention. Feeling mental. Gonna
been driving, detoured leaning, no reason. Just seems so pleasing. Gonna make you notice. Gonna use my arms, gonna use my legs, gonna use my style, gonna use my sidestep.
All right, I'm sorry, I have to cut off Chrissy Hynde. She's special, but not that special. All right, so we're going to wrap things up with My Way from, this will be, of course, Sid Vicious on lead vocals. This is after Johnny Rotten had been kicked out of the band unceremoniously. I think at the urging of Malcolm McLaren, really. He had decided that he was just going to blow the band up, so he did as it was his bidding. And so here it is, the last and final song, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. I'll see you next week.
A life that's full, believe.